Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Panora Police Chief Matt Reising. All right, so I just wanted to check with you and talk about the Governor's Traffic Safety Grant.
Yes, Governor Traffic Safety Bureau. We've been involved in that since I started back in 2005, and it's federal funds on a national level that are distributed down. And it's basically heightened enforcement for seatbelt usage, and it's kind of morphed now to distracted driving, cell phone usage, things like that, as well as impaired driving. So law enforcement agencies all across the state are involved in these, and they have some heightened enforcement periods throughout the year, that like around holidays and things like that. And basically, it's trying to just get the public educated on Iowa laws, and there's a lot of, as far as driving laws, and there's a lot of materials and stats, collecting stats on seatbelt usage and impaired driving. And I mean, the ultimate goal is to get deaths down in Iowa. So it's a very good grant, and you can get things for the departments like PBTs, speed trailers, handheld radars, LIDARs, which are the laser, speed signs, in-car cameras, things like that. So it's a very good grant to utilize. It's good to help get stats for the state and try to get the public educated.
In one of the previous city council meetings, you had mentioned that how the grant was awarded had kind of changed a little bit. How are they doing that right now?
So from the best I understand it, so for example, one of the items that I would like to get for our town, because it's been mentioned by the public several times, is speed signs. We have a couple areas in town that are of concern, always have been. Fortunately, they're very expensive, especially for a police department. Small as ours, it's not a typical item that we budget for. I mean, our budgets are very tight, as they should be. So it isn't something that we budget for, but I always like to have some project going. At any rate, the grant awards up to $3,000 for the purchase of a speed sign. So with that, they want you to do $3,000 worth of overtime specifically designated to that project. So the total grant would be $6,000, $3,000 for the actual item, and then $3,000 for officers to be paid overtime, which we have never done because our department's all salary, so we're not set up to get overtime funds. So that's what I presented to the council, because I think it would be a good thing for the community to have this speed sign, but it's just I need to get approval to do that. But through investigation, I don't think now's the right time. I'm trying to find the right sign that I think would be best beneficial to our community, and they cost over that $3,000 amount. So we're going to wait, and we're going to budget the difference in that sign, move forward with it later in 23.
And I did see in the minutes from the last council meeting that the council did approve to do that match for, they pay the overtime and then the grant pays them back for that. Is that what I understood?
That's correct. So basically what we would do is, as a police department, an officer that isn't scheduled to work would come out and work just that project, however long it might be, an hour, 2 hours, maybe four. So then the city would initially pay that officer's overtime pay, and then that I would submit that through the Iowa grant system, and then we would receive a check. So the city would be reimbursed those funds.
Okay, and the speed signs that you're looking at, they can be solar or electric powered, but it's basically kind of just a digital speed limit sign. People are coming into town, it's got the speed limit posted, and it will track how fast they're going and say, hey, slow down, or great, you're going the speed limit.
Yeah, it's kind of, the one that I was looking at, it looks like you can customize whatever is displayed on that. I think the speed would probably be best. And then, of course, there's all bells and whistles you can put on it, flashing lights, all different kinds of things. But, yeah, it would just display the speed sign and what your speed is, and then flash is how I would like to program it when it's over that speed. And then with that, the grant does require a data collector on there, which isn't a very significant cost, but that's one of the requirements. It does have to be able to collect that data so we would know what the average speed is in that zone. Or the difference between solar and direct wired is roughly 1,000, and I think solar would be the way to go, because then we would have more flexibility in moving that if we wanted to. So that's kind of that cost difference that I'd rather not settle and get a wired one just to get it. I'd rather get one that we were able to move around easily.
Okay. And in the meeting that I was at, you had said that there were a couple spots in town that you were thinking of as places for one of these signs. What were those again?
Specifically would be West Market as you're going to school. That's a 20-mile-an-hour zone, and rarely anyone is going 20 miles an hour. And the other would be Main Street east of town, which is a 40-mile-an-hour zone. And it's pretty common to have people going over 10 miles an hour in that area. So those are my two areas of concern that I would like to put signs.
All right. And then with some snow on the ground here right now and winter weather moving in, are there any safety tips that you have for Panora residents when it comes to if there's snow or ice on the roads?
I do. And it isn't anything that, experienced drivers don't already know, but if we seem to keep needing to be reminded, myself included, but we always need to give ourselves more time. We're used to not driving in these conditions for several months, so we need to take it slow and figure out, what the roads are like. I mean, time's probably one of the biggest things, because if we're scheduling our time as if the roads weren't snow or ice covered, then we're going to be driving unsafely, potentially. And the faster we go, the less reaction time that we have, and stopping and braking and can cause collision or going off into the ditch. So we just need to give ourselves more time. Look ahead what we're doing. Be prepared if we do go off on the road. That's probably the best advice I can give.
Okay. And if someone does end up, sliding into a ditch or ending up on the sidewalk and they need to call you, how should they go about that? What should they do to get in contact with someone to help them?
Well, if it's in Panora, which typically we don't have a lot of that in Panora because we're slower speed, so probably most of those instances are going to be in the county. So if we're talking about Guthrie County, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office admin number would be the best number. If it's really bad out, then they'll do a tow ban. So, I mean, it's possible you could be there for a while. So obviously if there's a tow ban, if the roads are that bad, then driving is not suggested, but not everyone has that luxury where they can't go, so they need to. So I would be prepared to be there for a little while. So that would mean potentially packing a compact shovel, blankets, maybe winter gear, an extra coat, potentially some sort of bibs or overalls or snow pants, something along those lines, water, something like that. I mean, that would be pretty extreme, but if you do happen to go off on the road, the admin, Guthrie County Sheriff's Office admin number, 641-747-2214 would be the number that you would call.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab.